Just when we think we started figuring out our lives, you know, cycling, streaming across the globe, we know where to watch, we're watching more bike racing than ever, and they pull the rug out from underneath us. We don't know where to watch in America anymore. We'll jump right into this. This is a Move Plus. I'm JB Hager, and I'm joined by Spencer Martin, who both of us, like everybody on the We Do team, was getting slammed by friends and family going, where do we watch the race? Just as the cycling season was getting going. What happened? What happened to GCN Plus? Where did they go? How do I watch? Well, we decided to get together and pass on this information to you. So Spencer, you did the research. It might entail more subscriptions than you already had before to watch all the bike races you want to. But what did you uncover in your research of how to watch streaming live bike races in the U.S.?
Yeah, Jimmy, since it's my job to watch bike racing, it was important for me to figure this out. We had it easy with GCN Plus. All you had to do was sign up for GCN Plus. You got this nice little app. You could, in theory, watch the entire calendar. If you had a VPN, you could just cruise around the world virtually and watch the tour in the U.S. if you were smart enough. But the short answer to your question is you can still watch cycling in the U.S. It's not as bad as I feared when GCN Plus went under. And so a lot of things are similar, some different. So the key points are, if you're in the USA and you want to watch ASO races, which are the Tour de France, Paris-Nice, Vuelta a España, Paris-Roubaix, aka the biggest ones, it's on Peacock. And it's always been on Peacock, or it has since Peacock has launched. That's not any different. The problem is that's like a small sliver of the season. You do get, you know, two big races in Roubaix and Tour de France and the Vuelta, which is a long, pretty interesting race. So that's good. But really, a lot of the GCN Plus has just migrated over to the Max app. And this is in the U.S. specifically. I think Max only exists in the U.S. So if you had GCN Plus,
formerly HBO Max, correct?
Yeah, it's like a total mess of corporate gobbledygook. Like Warner Brothers Discovery is the parent company. You don't need to know why this happened. Just know that it's on Max.
And well, I didn't even realize I had it. And I logged onto my TV and I was like, wait, that used to be Max. HBO Max. Now it's Max. I didn't even realize I had it.
And I think they did that because they thought like people in the flyover states wouldn't want to buy HBO, this, but maybe they would buy Max. We could debate if that's a good strategy or not. Mm. But inside of Max, there's something called the BR Sports add-on. And that's that's where your cycling will be. Kind of the interesting thing is I would be watching those sports anyway. I probably would have signed up for the BR Sports add-on. And so I'm getting like NBA games, some NHL games, some baseball games, plus the cycling I already would have watched. So for me, it actually hasn't been that bad. But if you just like cycling, it's annoying that you have to go sign up for this more expensive service. And your rule of thumb on that is that's like all the RCS races. So like Giro d'Italia, Strada Bianchi, which was last weekend, Milano San Remo. And then there's Flow Sports. And this is also the same as it was last year. Like the Flanders Classics races and World Championships are on Flow Sports, which is a third streaming service. This one's a little bit, I guess, can hurt a little bit more because you're really only subscribing to that to watch bike racing or other endurance, maybe non-core sports. Like you're not going to get, your significant other might want to watch shows that are on Peacock. So, hey, I sign up for cycling and we get all this other stuff. They have NFL games on Peacock sometimes.
That's a little side benefit. Yeah.
Yeah. Flow Sports, you're just getting the cycling you're signing up for. And it's three times as expensive as GCN Plus was with less stuff. But that's the Flanders Classics races. And all this, we'll have like info, like physical images on our socials. So if you want to find that, go to the We Do socials. But really, it's just like Tour of Flanders, Gent-Wevelgem, Amstel Gold, which actually was just recently acquired by Flanders Classics, and then World Championships later in the year. And what happens is every year I say, what the heck? Why isn't World Championships on GCN? What's going on? And I forget I have Flow Sports and I have to fire it up and watch it there. So in the U.S., if you're operating like legally and you want everything to be on the up and up, those are your three keys. ASO on Peacock, RCS and everything else on Max, Flanders Classics and World Championships on Flow Sports.
Okay, when you break it down, but there's a catch.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I hope you're sitting down, JB, because what this is going to cost you for all three of those, it's $430. And that's with the ad versions of those apps. If you want the ad-free versions, it's $540 for the year.
Okay. If you look at it that way, for a year, $500 of entertainment, ad-free even, or the $400, just over $400, that's a pretty good deal for to watch all this bike racing.
It's a pretty good deal. And if you're really aggressive about it, you could get it cheaper because you could do monthly Peacock. I think you can do monthly Max with monthly BR
turn
Sports
them on and off.
Yeah.
When you need it.
I will not remember to do that. So I just buy the annual ones and just trust that I would forget to cancel it. But if you're really on the ball about that stuff, you can do it. I think Flow Sports, I believe they do not offer a monthly subscription because they've thought about this. So if you want the Flow bikes, you have to buy that. It's $150 a year. Luckily, there's no ads on it. And if you're asking, if you're still thinking, oh, that's a little bit much, I don't want to do that. You know, there are pirate feeds out there. I don't want to name them because if we name them, they'll probably get shut down. And also, they're just, you know, I go to a few pirates to watch cataloged races. Like if I want to watch a stage of the tour 2 years ago, there's a particularly good pirate who will have this. Mm. The problem with the live ones, they always get shut down, and they get shut down like 5K to go. So it's like, well, you just watch this whole race and they shut it down. It's very annoying. I wouldn't recommend doing that to yourself unless you absolutely have to. But another slight workaround you can do is you could get a VPN. You know, as I mentioned up front, I used to have a GCN Plus with a VPN. So I would just watch the entire calendar on GCN Plus with my VPN. You can't do that with Max. The problem is because Max only exists in the US. Abroad, they have Discovery Plus, and that's a whole nother can of worms I'll open in a minute. But so you can't toggle around the world anymore using Warner Brothers Discovery's service. What you could do is you could get Flow Bikes, and you could just, because in Canada, all you have to do is get Flow Bikes and you get pretty much the whole calendar on there. It's a nice value for you. So you could just pretend to be a Canadian in the US with a VPN.
And I think we should just mention a little more detail for those who have never used a VPN. Okay. You can search, we're not in bed with any one of them, right? You can search best VPN. Some of the big ones are VPN Express. I use one called Surfshark. You can pick whatever you want, right? And probably if you buy an annual membership with that, it's not that much, right? It might be what, $100 for the year or something. It's not crazy expensive. And that stands for virtual private network. It basically can tell your computer that you can be anywhere you want in the world. And so you basically turn that on, pick a country where that has access, and then you stream it. That's the workaround.
Yeah. And you might say, this sounds illegal, or I shouldn't do that. But the reason I'm not so concerned about you, and you shouldn't be concerned about this, is if they don't want you to view it, they'll still block you with the VPN. Like I wanted to watch the Jan Ulrich documentary in the US. I tried to put my VPN on and go to Amazon's German site.
You were out of the country. Oh, because it's German.
Yeah. It's only in Germany on
German
Amazon,
Netflix.
Yeah. And it knows, you know, they know, they've chosen, they can tell you're on a VPN, they block you. So if they want to, they can, and they will. I would guess Flow Sports wants you to use a VPN because it increases the amount of people that are going to buy their service.
Sure.
And I think they even sell VPNs on their app. Like they have links to buy them. And the next layer of complexity of this is like, okay, let's say you have your VPN. Let's say you're on Flow Sports. You know, certain VPNs are not compatible to Apple, to cast it to your Apple TV or even Chromecast. You usually have better luck with the Chromecast. So if you want to watch it on your big TV, you can have problems if you're on a VPN. Like, or for example, I have a Eurosport subscription in the US. The way you can do that is have gotten it, you know, 10 years ago and never canceled it. Because if you try to sign up for Discovery Plus or Eurosport, which is the cheapest way to do this and get all the races, you not only have to have a VPN and be from the, you know, from the in the country you're watching it from, but your payment has to be based there. So if you have a Spanish Eurosport account, you have to be paying with a Spanish credit card. So do you know someone in Spain who lives there and has a credit card and could sign up for you? And then you Venmo them every month, that's maybe something you could do. It's a little bit more complicated and you can't cast. So like I just have it on my devices and then I have to hardwire my devices into my computer. Most people aren't going to do that. But it's nice if you're traveling around the world, you could watch your Eurosport wherever you are. It's easier than trying to access Max or Peacock abroad, which can be a little bit difficult. And so really the easiest way to do it is just sign up for those three apps that we mentioned, Peacock, Max, and Flowbikes, and take the hit. But you know, if you think it's too expensive, there are some workarounds like the Flowbikes with a VPN, just illegally streaming them, which you're going to get mixed results at best with that, or the most complex, get Discovery Plus / Eurosport and figure out a way to pay from another country.
But the good news is you still can get every race that you want to get. It's just, it's going to take a little bit of work. And as you said, if you do those three apps, pay annual, in my opinion, I don't think that's too bad to be just over $400 for all that coverage.
Yeah, especially if you consider, like, if you want to watch an entire NFL season, you need to have to get the NFL season ticket, which is a few hundred dollars. And then you're going to have to figure out a solution for your local games. So I guess you could have an antenna, but you probably will have to have Peacock in addition. And, you know, and I might be an odd duck here, but I kind of like that cycling has moved to these more mainstream apps. Obviously, I'm sad about GCN. That was nice. Just a fewer clicks, actually. You go to Max and I feel like I'm clicking 15 buttons to get to my bike races every morning. And it is tight margins at the Martin household in the morning with the kids going to school, trying to get breakfast, trying to get Torino Adriatico on. What's going on here? But I kind of like that they're housed in these more mainstream apps. So it's like I can watch, like everyone complained about the NFL playoff game being on Peacock. It's like cycling fans, hey, we've had Peacock for years. This isn't
right.
We don't have to sign up for anything new. So in some ways, it is a positive.
Well, and I know a lot of you could be listening or maybe watching this on YouTube and you're like, oh my God, I didn't write all this down. If you follow our socials, especially Instagram, give us a follow on socials, Facebook, whatever works for you. Follow We Do. We will be posting some infographics, if that's the right term for that, on everything that you just shared. So we've got some stuff coming up that you can screenshot, share with your friends, because you probably, if you're confused, your friends are probably confused. We definitely, that's why we decided to do this show, because we were getting bombarded. How do I watch? How do I watch? And Spencer just broke it all down for you.
And I did like a paid post for my newsletter, Beyond the Peloton, that, and I have a schedule on there that I update, because some of this is in flux too. You know, these rights are getting bought and sold all the time, or traded amongst these streamers. So, you know, San Sebastian, I've seen sources that say, and these companies don't release nice schedules at the beginning of the year, which you would think would be the logical thing to do. But San Sebastian, some places say it's on Peacock. I'm pretty sure it's on Flowbikes. So there's actually not like an absolute consensus you can find. It's just me going around and trying to poke around and see where I think these are going to be. So I update that calendar constantly. So it's on, I think, my last Friday's post on my paid newsletter, if you really want to get into this.
Beyond the Peloton newsletter, we'll add this to our newsletter. You can sign up at wedo.team and definitely follow our socials if you're not doing that. We'll have the images that you can grab, save, and that'll be your guide for this. Spencer, thanks for doing the homework on it. I was expecting worse news on the annual cost of this, but still, when you add in all the other things you have in your life of monthly subscriptions, the pain point is real. I get it.
And what I think really hurts is Max plus the BR Sports add-on, which I don't think they've actually charged for yet, but they will at some point. Like that roughly costs per month what GCN cost for a year. So that's like the main kick that you're getting here. Everything else, Peacock and Flowbikes, are the same price.
All right. Well, Spencer, thank you very much. And thank you everyone for tuning into this episode of Move Plus. Check out one of our other episodes, a new one in the forward if you are not following that feed. And new Move Plus is happening all the time. That's the Move is our traditional race recap. Move Plus is anything industry related that we feel like we need to share with you. Anyhow, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, JB.